Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance
Hill, a former state representative endorsed by President Trump, has won the Republican nomination for Massachusetts governor and will now face Democrat Attorney General Mara Healey in November.
Now it's on to the general election. And with this campaign, we are going to be redefining politics as usual here in Massachusetts. For the first time in our state's history, we're going to run a campaign that is focused specifically on we, the people, our freedoms, our rights, and our prosperity.
The Austin American Statesman publication is reporting five Texas Department of Public Safety officers have been referred to the State Inspector General's office for a formal investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting. U.S. health officials said in a White House press briefing Tuesday that COVID-19 vaccines will likely become a yearly occurrence.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acid that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to BestWayProtein.net. That's BestWayProtein.net or call 888-988-3325.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Republicans was, quote, a dangerous escalation in rhetoric designed to incite conflict among Americans, unquote. The poll also found that among independent voters, that number rose to 62.4%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
If Democrats continue to run the country unopposed after the November midterm elections, the IRS will run most small businesses in America into the ground. That's why Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck on Newsmax is hoping to retake the House and begin a defund the IRS legislation movement.
What the Democrats did was really sneaky. They funded the IRS expansion, these 87,000 IRS employees, for 10 years. That appropriation has already been put in. So we can't go in on an annual basis and rescind that appropriation. It's a pot of money that's sitting there that the Democrats or the IRS will draw down on every year.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, as you can tell, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, it's okay if you smile along the way, okay? You understand that? Because otherwise you just get so mean-spirited that you really reduce your universe by at least 50%. Because, let's face it, most people are not angry, and they don't want to put up with angry people too long. By the way, I do want to clarify something for those of you that were listening to the interview with Mark Morano earlier. I made a mistake, okay? I don't know how I did this, but it happens. I confused Neil Ferguson. I'm not even going to tell you who I confused him with, but the reference was wrong, and I wanted to clear that up just from the get-go. We've got Joel Berry joining us in just a moment. He's the managing editor of the Babylon Bee. Let me read the back cover for you of their new book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Democracy, How to Flawlessly Rig Elections, Bribe Any Politician, and Crush Your Political Enemies for Good. Are you in? You ready for this? Okay, so if you want to make the world a better place, you're going to need to get involved in the political process. Destroy your opponents online and maybe even rig an election. Why not? So when you read this book, you'll go from total ignoramus to a productive participant in our democracy. You'll learn how to shame your friends for not voting. You'll know how to buy a politician. Most importantly, you'll know how to rig the system so your side always wins. It's the definitive guide to insurrections, voting, and politics. The Babylon Bee Guide to Democracy might even teach you something new through your tears of laughter. Joel Berry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, wow. You are such a breath of fresh air, and you know that. The Babylon Bee, at a time, we need to laugh because this country for at least half a decade, if not longer, has just been getting more mean. And it's lost its laughter. It's lost its fun. You know, its funny bone is missing somewhere. I have no idea where. Maybe you have an idea. Where is it?
Yeah, it really is. It's you know, just the other day we saw Kathy Griffin tweeting out that civil war is coming if you don't vote Democrat. So I like to think that the Babylon Bee, we're like the only ones holding us all back from a civil war now. we're going to hopefully laugh our way out of this.
Well, you know, it is good medicine. We've known that. But, you know, by the same token, it is serious. I mean, you know, when I think about the Babylon Bee, and I thought about this for a long time, and I kept saying, gosh, boy, does this country need a Will Rogers? And it seems that, you know, if I can be so, I don't know, maybe some people might say it might be egregious to compare the Babylon Bee to Will Rogers in his era, but this is kind of what you've done. You know, you've been that voice to kind of, you know, jab at power and jab at the silliness of it all, because, you know, when you sit there and you look at Joe Biden with a very red, dark backdrop and two Marines standing at attention, thank God it was only 18 minutes, they're probably thinking, oh my God, I hope we don't have to stand up here for an hour and a half, right? And I said the only thing missing from the backdrop was a tank.
Yeah, well, as a former Marine, I did sympathize with those poor guys. You know, as someone who stood in...
Well, we're both we're Semper Fi, see? Joel, this is why you're here, because they knew I was a former Marine, and we need to get the Marines together in the house. Okay, so good. Semper Fi.
That's right. But that's a perfect example, that image of Joe Biden against the red backdrop. I think for a lot of people, it kind of... it incited fear and rage kind of at this tone, this rhetoric he's taken, you know, dividing the country. And there is truth to that. But at the same time, it is just really funny to see this doddering old guy against this very kind of, you know, fascist looking backdrop. There's so much comedy in that. And what I love about the Bee is we find ways to speak the truth and address serious subjects while making people laugh. And we really do need to laugh these days.
Well, otherwise, you're going to be like Kathy Griffin said. I mean, I don't think most Americans want a civil war, an all-out war here. I mean, because if that's the case, I mean, you are really going to call the military into action. You're going to call all law enforcement really into action to say, what side are you on? And, I mean, this could ignite something that could be, you know, beyond our pay grade, Joel.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think... You know, and this has been talked about many times, I'm sure, but the, you know, media, mainstream media, social media, I think does make the country look a lot more divided than it really is. I think mainstream Americans, everyday people who have families, who are just, you know, trying to get day to day, week to week, you know, if we were to get in a room and talk through a lot of this stuff, I think we'd find a lot more agreement than disagreement. And
without a doubt, I agree.
What a lot of our humor serves to do is remind people that they're not alone. You know, they're not the only, they're not crazy. They're not the only people with some common sense left in the world.
Yeah, and it's also sobering because it kind of puts people in check that want to get too serious. It's like, calm down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, put the gun down, okay, Kathy, you know, put the gun down. We're okay here. We can talk this out. This is unnecessary. We don't need to send the FBI in and raid the former president's house. I mean, it's a little bit extreme. But, you know, meanwhile, you've got that as a comedic backdrop, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think and that was partially the kind of the inspiration for this book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Democracy. I think there are a few words these days that are spoken with more sanctimony and self-righteousness than the word democracy. You know, we're always hearing about how we need to protect our democracy, but no one really knows what democracy even means anymore. And so you know, anytime we kind of see that self-righteousness out there at the Bee, we're like, well, there's our target. That's what we got to skewer.
Yes.
So a lot of that went into this book.
Well, that's such a great point that you make here, Joel, is that, you know, because at times the president will talk about, oh, we're fighting for the, you know, the soul of democracy. And I'm going, okay, you know, all right. And just like you said, you know, what is your definition of democracy? I mean, help me understand so that we can confirm that we are, in fact, on the right page, because right now your policies are very undemocratic. I mean, we were once energy independent country. We're no longer energy independent. Our borders were secure. They're no longer secure. Our national security is compromised. We had it pretty well in check, you know, going into your election. And now you're talking about, you know, holding the democracy together when your policies seem to have been shredding said democracy, at least by my understanding anyway.
Right. Well, you're exactly right. It does depend on the definition. I think that when most, you know, corrupt politicians use the word democracy, what they're talking about is the system. They're talking about a system that they can control, that enriches them, that benefits them, and that's really what they're looking to protect, you know. And they use these flowery words to, you know, to garner support, but they're not really out to increase freedom and prosperity for Americans. They're looking to protect the system. And that's kind of the euphemism that's been used to describe that, is this word democracy.
Exactly. Well, when you got 542 elected officials that are, you know, I guess the influence and the pull and gravity of the Beltway, it really blinds them. I mean, suddenly...
Yeah.
They're not so interested in their constituency any longer, because they find out real quick that all that has to be subordinated to the most important thing that you can do as a politician. That is survive, get reelected at any cost. So this is where pieces of their soul are put into shambles, because they've got to get reelected. Right?
That's right. Yeah, and, you know, we encourage all the elected representatives to buy our book, because our book will explain, everything that you need to know to get reelected forever.
There it is. We got to go to break. We've got more from Joel Berry after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Joel Berry is with us, managing editor of the Babylon Bee. We were just reminiscing together about our boot camp days, and we have, you know, because here you are in boot camp. And for me, you know, Joel, I was conditioned because I was raised by nuns. I mean, I was very blessed. I mean, when you've got nuns managing 63 kids per classroom, you know, they have no tolerance. I mean, thou shalt conform. I mean, exactly. So you're preconditioned by the time, I don't care. You know, for me, I ended up MCRD. I mean, you did it the harder way. You went to Paris Island. I don't know. That's what they say. The rumor is, and now we know maybe it was because of the water more than anything else. No, that was at Camp Lejeune. That wasn't at Paris Island.
Yeah, I'm anyway, for my check from the government for that water. I don't know.
Yeah, did you have any, you know, leakage from, you know, Lejeune over to Paris Island?
No, Lejeune is where I went to infantry school, so I wasn't there too long, thankfully.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to deal with a little bit of a spinal meningitis outbreak, and so we spent some extra time there, that was a bit of a disaster. But yes, military life, and this is why Reader's Digest has so much fun with it, and they have great stories because you read about these things because, you know, we love irony, and that's what this is all about. If you're open for irony, but if you're closed off, you miss out. And, you know, whether that irony comes from, you know, your three-year-old kid who comes up with something rather brilliant out of the backseat that you didn't really want to hear, but you can't help but laugh about, you know, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think we've actually had a few Babylon Bee headlines that were inspired by things our kids said. You know, those funny things that no adult would ever dream of thinking of, you know. Mm-hmm. Kids can be really funny. I think that all the writers on our team, you know, have kids, and I think that really does a lot for us, just in terms of keeping us humble and enriching our lives to the point where we can joke about family stuff and everyday life that you know, where it's not always politics.
Joel, I mean, I just imagine the environment there at the Bee being such that, you know, here you've got a cast of characters and you got one-liners flying around, ideas flying around and stuff like that. You know, if I just envision if I was there, I'd come home with, you know, sore ribs every day.
It really is. I mean, we have a lot of funny guys that write for us. You know, kind of how it works is, you know, a lot of the guys are on the West Coast. And we have some kind of scattered around the country who write part-time for us. Mm-hmm. But I'm on the East Coast. I'm waking up with the news and kind of getting a sense for what the news cycle is doing that day. And then I'm kind of sending out marching orders to the writers. And then we just start riffing. And so, I mean, you know, for every headline that you see published, you know, there might be 40, 50, 60, headlines going back and forth that never see the light of day. But we make ourselves laugh, so mm-hmm. much. And it's really it's good for the soul to be able to look at all this crazy and sad news in the world and you know, be tasked with finding something funny about it. You know, it really is really is wonderful.
Well, especially if you're on the West Coast, you happen to be in California. I mean, Governor Newsom, he's a bucket of monkeys. I mean, at every turn, he comes up with something. So, okay, we're all going green. No more electric cars. I mean, no more gas cars. We're all going to be electric. Oh, yeah, by the way, unplug your electric car because we're out of energy. I mean, that's hysterical. I mean, if you can't see the humor
right
in that, I mean, come on. Right? Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think we're working on one right now where Gavin Newsom is spotted, you know, buying 32,000 feet of extension cords from Lowe's or something like that to bring electricity to the state. But yeah, he is very frustrating for our residents out in California, but he has given the Beast so much material, so we're kind of perversely grateful for him.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back and look a little bit at the genesis, Joel, if you would. You know, how did the Babylon Bee come into being?
Yeah, well, you know, it was started, surprisingly to many people, not that long ago. It seems like the Bee has been around for a long time, but it was started kind of midway through 2016, you know, before Trump was elected, by a guy named Adam Ford. And it was inspired by kind of what The Onion does. So if you're familiar with The Onion, they do some terrible, you know, AP-style news. And after the Obergefell decision, when the Supreme Court redefined the meaning of marriage, The Onion had published the headlines, something to the effect of four Supreme Court justices suddenly realized that they will soon be the villains in an upcoming Oscar-winning movie. And Adam Ford heard that. You know, it's obviously The Onion's, they're leftists. They have a different perspective than us, but it's still kind of a clever joke, and there's some truth to it. You know, there probably will be a movie someday made about the decision, and we'll see how these judges are portrayed in the movie. And Adam kind of thought, like, you know, why isn't our side doing this? Why aren't Christians and conservatives doing this? So he he had a small internet following. He made a little web comic that had a small following, so he kind of put it out to his followers that, hey, I'm making a Christian news satire site. You know, if anyone's interested in writing, you know, let me know. And he started putting out headlines. Kyle Mann came along a few weeks after that, and it was kind of an overnight success. I mean, within a week or two, headlines were going viral on Facebook and Twitter. And I think people were just really hungry for comedy that didn't have, like, this disdain for the right that a lot of comedy has, that could make fun of Christians and could make fun of conservatives even, but do it from the inside, from a place of love rather than, you know, disdain and mockery. And people really latched onto that, and it just grew from there. And then, you know, as we know, Trump was elected in 2016, and there's never been a better source of comedy than Trump. So we had a great time with that for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, Trump ignited the hypocrisy. He really did. He was such a catalyst for it. And so all you had to do, I mean, it was, in a sense, it's kind of like the jujitsu of comedy. You just, you let the momentum take them over, and you just laugh when they hit the ground. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's little effort, you know, but yes, but thank you so much for, you know, what you guys do, because it is, you know, laughter is good medicine, as the Bible says. And you guys have really blessed so many of us, because sometimes, you know, if you stay so mired and ideologically fixed, you know, as Jordan Peterson said, and I often quote him, you know, when he said that you can become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And maybe that's a bit of a litmus test, is that if you're not laughing enough, maybe your IQ is falling along with your lack of laughter.
I think there's something to that. You know, I think you have to kind of be willing to, you know, to point out the hypocrisy, no matter where it is, whether it's in your tribe or not, not get caught up in narratives and be willing to keep your mind open to the truth wherever it lies. And that comedy, that's essential for comedy.
Exactly. Well, one of the things you address is how to distinguish, you know, the difference between a protest and an insurrection. I mean, this is important. Inquiring people really want to know this. So how do we know the difference here?
Well, I guess the short answer would be, you know, if it supports the a leftist agenda is a protest. If it supports a conservative agenda, it's an insurrection or a riot. So the book goes into much more detail, and we have funny pictures, illustrations that'll lay that all out for you. But that's the short answer.
Well, exactly. Well, I think it, you know, one has a gun, the other doesn't, and you figure out which one does. Okay.
That's
all right. Right. And so it's quite interesting. So, but again, if you're so ideologically fixed, you're just going to miss the joke. It'll go right over your head. Everybody else in the room is going to be cracking up, and you missed out, and you still stay grumpy.
Right.
And we don't need any more grumpy Americans, do we?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Joel, on the book. I mean, this is really a blessing to Christians, people of faith, people who love to laugh. And this is what we need to bring back, because I think when you really consider it, when you talk about the heart and soul of democracy, somewhere laughter's got to be in there, right?
That's exactly right. I encourage you to get a copy for your friend, whether he's on the right or the left. I think people on all sides will get a kick out of the book.
And we'll link it on our website as well, Joel, at BillMartinezLive.com. You're awesome. Thank you so much. All the best to the team there. Tell them to keep up the laughter, keep up the great medicine. We look forward to what's coming down the pike next from the Babylon Bee.
Thanks, Bill.
You take care. Joel Berry, the managing editor of the Babylon Bee, just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offering you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A look into America's economy comes out next Tuesday when August's Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found in the FBI search last month of President Trump's Florida home. The Washington Post report did not identify the foreign government discussed in the document, nor did it indicate whether the foreign government was friendly or hostile to the United States. A Gallup poll is revealing American workers say they are quiet quitting, performing only the tasks they're required to in order to keep their job, giving up on going above and beyond. The proportion of actively disengaged workers is now at 18% of America's workforce. The younger the employee, the higher the percentage. The National Football League season officially starts tomorrow night in Los Angeles, California. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Before the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here with you, and we've got Dr. John Zemarek. Yes, he's the senior editor at Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks. Thanks, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. I wanted to address your latest column, The Gods of the Copybook Headings, With Terror and Slaughter Return. I know when people see that headline, it'll stop them in their tracks, but maybe you need to explain the headline just a bit for them.
Sure. It's a line, it's the title of one of my favorite poems by Rudyard Kipling. And in it, the poem, first of all, you need to know copybook headings in Britain would be a cliche, like a moral maxim. It used to be in British public schools, they would have the kids write down, like, old sayings, things like, stick to the devil you know, and God and country, and, you know, this old truths that had been passed along for centuries, the things, the teachings of what we might consider common sense or the natural law, things that are just obvious to the reason that those are the things that modernity, that the left has spent 100 years eating away at and undermining. Well, why can't a man become a woman? Why can't I say that my dog has a soul just like mine? Why can't we make all property collective? Things that are so, sometimes truths that are so obvious that we may not have even thought to develop arguments for them because they seem so basic.
Exactly.
Well, the left, our culture has been rejecting those things, not just since the 1960s, really since the 1920s. And in the article, I talked about how it was the horrible spectacle of World War I, of governments that were officially Christian, and supposedly interested in the best interests of their citizens, shoveling people into the trenches in a war that was about nothing. I mean, we know World War II was about something, right? It was about stopping Hitler. World War I was about absolutely nothing. It was a mistake. The country stumbled into it and then doubled down, and it killed 20 million people. In the article, I talk about how modern architecture, modernist poetry, utopian movements like the Bolsheviks in Russia and the Nazis in Germany, even eugenics and the rejection of traditional sexual morality, all these things were part of throwing out all tradition, throwing out all the inherited truths of our ancestors. And we are now living with the results of getting rid of the last few basic truths that were so obvious that nobody bothered to really think through why kids can't watch drag queen shows or you can't change people's sex. And so what we're seeing now is just how catastrophic things become. What total chaos we live in when the most basic truths are thrown out the window.
Is it just the death of common sense here, John? Is that what we're seeing?
It's a violent rejection of common sense. It's wannabe intellectuals saying, seeing every element, every tenet of common sense, and purposely rejecting it as if to be artistic or original. But of course, what's really going on is the enemy of the creator is rejecting the creation and trying to drag us to hell with him.
Well, and you talk about the Genesis being around the 1920s. I go back a little bit further in my study because I see where Darwin had kind of opened this door of taking God out. And it took a while for it to catch, to catch some sort of traction. But once it did, it opened the door where we could ignore God and start to see things according to our own eyes, because it wasn't about God and what God had placed, the identity that he placed on his creation. It was merely just the survival of the fittest, right?
Right. Just one damn thing after another, stuff that happens. The message of Darwin is, stuff happens, right? And you are stuff. You and I are stuff that happened. And, there's no ultimate purpose to anything. You don't have the eye so you can see. You have the eye because some biological ancestor reproduced a little quicker than another competitor that didn't have the same kind of eye. Really, if you think about it, our lives are still dominated by three discredited 19th century superstitions. Karl Marx's economics, Sigmund Freud's psychology, and Darwin's biology. All three of them have come under serious question on the merits. If Marxism doesn't work at all as economics, Freudianism, nobody gets better. Nobody gets better, so they've stopped basically using it. It's malpractice to actually treat someone using Freudian methods because, they don't work, in case that matters.
Right.
Darwinism claims to explain the development of life, but in fact, it's circular. It can't explain itself. It can't explain any number of basic questions, like where did life come from in the first place? How did we get all the information that is in DNA from totally random chemical interactions on the primitive Earth? How is it that positive mutations keep happening when they're astronomically unlikely? It's like picking up somebody's kryptonite bike lock, with the three numbers, and getting it right the first time, every time. That's how unlikely positive mutations, useful mutations of DNA really are. And the only way that Darwinism maintains its hold is that anyone who questions it, they destroy him professionally. They get him fired. They get him shut down. They get his talk canceled on campus. It's really a lot like the way the COVID fascists shut down hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and imposed the dead baby vaccine on everyone. Punish, you know, you take away the medical licenses people who disagree with you. The left has been practicing running a totalitarian state for the last several years, and they've really got it down to a science now. And they're ready. They're as Joe Biden said during his Darth Vader speech when he declared war on half the country. They're ready. They're ready to go full bore now. They're going to go whole hog. They're ready to stop even the pretense that they believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, or any kind of freedom.
Exactly. And that's clear. And the thing is amazing, whether we're talking Darwin, Marxism, or Freud, is that, where is the evidence that any of this has had any positive effect on society or man?
Right. The left, basically, it started out claiming that it advocated freedom, but really, the left only favor, they seem to think that freedom begins at the bedroom door, and it also ends at the bedroom door. Really, freedom is just really about sex and drugs. It's not about whether or not you take a dangerous, untested vaccine. Nope, that's not up to you. We decide that. It's not about whether you can go to church or go to work or your kids can go to school. No, we kind of decide all of those things too. But if you want to cut your genitals off, we're going to make everybody respect your choice of pronoun. Okay, so you're free.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we've got to be free to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Zamara continues with us, the senior editor at Stream.org. It is madness, John. You think that here it is, as you say, these so-called modern thinkers at the turn of the 20th century, and what did they know? My mother had a very succinct way of coming to a conclusion that, you know, caused you to think, if you weren't thinking before, that they didn't know, you know, whatever you want to call it, from Shinola. You know, Mexican mothers have a very brilliant, succinct way to put it. And if you didn't get it, then, you know, they would throw their chancla at you until you did. But, you know, that's the way it was around our household, because there were some things that, you know, we didn't necessarily have to write down, though I was in Catholic school and I did, you know, do my turn at the chalkboard, writing down some copybook headings, you know, some common sense things. And maybe that's what we need to do, is draw a pause right now and remember some of these common sense things, because we've been dumbed down to such a degree that we have acquiesced to a green agenda that's turning our economy on its head, all based on a theory, John.
Oh, right. I was watching on Tucker Carlson. They're going to be freezing in the dark over in Europe, because at the same time they're putting in place this crazy climate agenda where they're rejecting cheap, abundant energy produced by fossil fuels, which is the source of modern prosperity. It's the source of longer lifespans and an end to famine and people getting to go on vacation and not being malnourished and not having a 20% infant mortality rate. All of these things can be traced in large part to a cheap, abundant energy that allows us to do all the things that help, that make human life so much better. They're throwing all that out the window in the name of the untested theory of climate change, at the same time that they're putting crazy sanctions on Russia. That isn't hurt. They're not hurting Russia. Russia's doing fine. The Europe is actually suffering more. So you're going to see famine. You're going to see old people freezing to death. You're going to see riots in the streets put down by riot police, just like in Canada. The West is destroying itself, allegedly in the name of freedom in Ukraine, where Ukraine is a one-party state, where the opposition party is illegal. And that's the democracy that we're fighting for. It's certainly what Joe Biden wants for America, which is why he went on television and denounced half the country as essentially Nazi sympathizers. And I've got a piece at string.org talking about how, you know who did not do that? Abraham Lincoln. When half the country was literally fighting against the U.S. government, partly in order to preserve slavery, Abraham Lincoln did not talk about the Confederates the way Joe Biden talked about the people who questioned the 2020 election results.
Exactly.
It is. So what does that tell us? First of all, that Biden is a terrible president and a crappy human being. He is a mere shell of the unscrupulous mediocrity he once was. But even so, he's angry. He's defiant. He's vindictive because he knows he's not really president. He knows he wasn't really elected. And he's furious that half the country is onto that fact. His participation trophy, where he gets to pretend to be president and pretend to make decisions, that trophy's already tarnished. His name is going to go in the history books with an asterisk, like the players who threw the 1919 World Series. And he knows that, and it infuriates him. So that's what motivates crooked Joe Biden.
Yeah. John, you talk about the suffering that is imminent and easily predictable about what's going to happen in Europe. How does America avoid this? I mean, we've got people in the Northeast where the temperatures are going to plummet. And America has, I don't know that America has ever experienced death by cold weather before to this degree that could be thrown upon us. And then add to that, food shortage and starvation. I mean, this could be one horrific mess for this country that will cause heads to spin like we've never seen before, John.
It should cause heads to roll. It should cause people to be hanging from lampposts. The left is gambling. It's doubling its bet. And, double or nothing, double or nothing, double or nothing. But, they got away with the things they did last time, with shutting down the entire economy and locking people in their homes over basically the common cold. And they got away with dumping with me. And the way they do it is through incredibly ruthless and manipulative actions, like dumping thousands of COVID patients at nursing homes, so as to produce tens of thousands of deaths, so that they can point to the death statistics as an excuse for the lockdown and for closing our churches and, most importantly, for mail-in balloting. Remember, it wasn't safe to go to the polls because of COVID, so they had to have mail-in balloting. But it was safe to have riots over George Floyd. That was safe because racism threatens public health. They got away with it, and they were able to steal the election. They murdered thousands of old people in nursing homes in order to steal the election, and they got away with it. That tells me they're not going to stop. They think they're going to get away with the next thing, too. So don't be surprised if the Democrats win the midterm elections 99% to 1, just like in old Eastern Europe. Don't be surprised if the ballots are printed in Romanian. I put absolutely nothing past the left because I think they're possessed by demons. And I don't mean that as a metaphor. I mean that in the most literal sense of the world. I believe that dark preternatural spirits are driving the left over the cliff and down the slippery slope like the Gadarene swine in the Bible, and they're all going to drown in the sea. And the question is whether we let them drag us down with them.
Exactly. Well, John, I mean, there's been clear evidence of this. I mean, it started when the Democrats decided to take God out of their platform. And, they got behind abortion to record numbers. I mean, 63 million that we estimate, and then not even counting the amount of babies that have been aborted by mail order.
And it is one party that is supporting all that. And, of course, continuing to lie to everybody else in the mainstream media, not doing anything whatsoever to uphold their responsibility to maintain a free and fair press. And so America is being conditioned to accept the murder of its children and the selling of its baby parts. We never thought, John, in our lifetime that we would ever stoop to this low level. But here we are. And to the point where people ask me, John, they go, are we being judged? And I say, well, you know, you ask the question. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like this is the judgment. This is the chastisement. God leaves us to our own devices and lets our utterly useless leaders just drive us over the cliff. And the useless establishment Republicans who mock and make fun of the few people who are actually trying to do something. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Steve Bannon and Matt Gaetz, Thomas Massey. There are some good Republicans in Congress, but they're the outliers. They're the ones who are considered oddballs, who are considered extremists. Mm-hmm. My latest piece at stream.org goes up today. I hope people will read it. It's called Why I Am an Extremist. And what I mean by that is the situation is extreme. Extreme bad things are happening to us. We are in extreme danger. But your average person who just wants to go along to get along, if he hears you say that, if he hears you say the ship's hitting an iceberg or the room is on fire, He doesn't want to hear it. He looks around to see if other people are saying it. Because he's more concerned with fitting in and with having a peaceful life for the next 5 minutes than he is about the long-term best interests of his country, himself, or his posterity. And that's how you get countries collapse.
Well, we're no doubt, and we've been saying this for a while, John, that we're on the verge. It cannot continue down this road because if Joe Biden gets his way and he's able to have two more years unheeded, I mean, forget it. I mean, you're talking packing the courts. You're talking D.C. becoming a state. I mean, the whole mess and the uniparty dreams will be realized on our watch, John.
That's right. And it will be largely the fault of people who were more upset by Donald Trump's mean tweets than they were about the abandonment of Afghanistan, than they were about this pointless war in Ukraine, about the dead baby vaccine. And all they can point to is, well, but what about the norms of, and proprieties of traditional republicanism? These people are more concerned who controls the Xerox machine at the GOP headquarters than they are about the fate of their grandchildren. It's a disgrace.
Well, they're the same ones that are straightening out the deck chairs on the Titanic, John.
That's
Dr.
Right.
John Zemarek, he's the senior editor at stream.org. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach.